It's just after 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. Good afternoon. Time for our weekly chat with Mara Whitman, Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, based in Warren, Minnesota. So let's head north and northeast, and good afternoon, Mara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ron?
I'm feeling warmer. The weather forecast is for more spring-like weather, which is nice, heading toward Easter. And with April upon us on Monday, there's a big exhibit coming up in Fawston.
There is. We're getting excited for our exhibit in Fawston. Mm-hmm. The artwork will come in on April 10th.
Okay.
So we'll be busy setting up April 10th and 11th, and then our juror will come on April 12th to judge the pieces and select some cash prize winners. And then the official day is just later on the 12th, or for sure on Saturday, April 13th. The show will be up and running for a good week.
Mm-hmm.
And we end our show always with our artist reception, which will fall on April 21st this year in Fawston. So I want to encourage people to visit the show during regular library hours. And then on that Sunday, April 21st, consider coming to Fawston for our artist reception, where we have an entertainment feature, local entertainers from Fawston featured, and, you know, nice food and social networking. Mm-hmm. And then we give our prizes and we announce and recognize our Artist of the Year and Arts Advocate of the Year at that artist reception also. So,
okay.
Real nice event.
A couple of questions now. Where is it at in Fawston? And for those who have not been to an art exhibit in the spring for the Arts Council, what will they see there?
It is at the Fawston Library Arts Center, which is at the corner of 4th and Foss, so it's just a little bit off of the main Highway 2 that runs through Fawston. You just have to go a little bit to the north to find the Fawston Library Arts Center. And it's a nice building that has their public library, an auditorium for community theater, music recital rooms, and then a nice gallery space. So our show will be in their gallery space, their lobby, and then up into a second gallery that's by the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be a real nice space for the exhibit. In general, you'll see in the main library space, I mean, in the main gallery space, the adult work that has come in. We have approximately 60 adult pieces, two-dimensional paintings, drawings, photography pieces, some mixed media pieces in the adult, and then we have high school students also in, so they have those same categories that I'm mentioning now. And we have sculpture, pottery, some, you know, jewelry style of pieces, some glass pieces that people have created, fused glass pieces. So I think it'll be a nice, diverse show between high school student art and adult art. And we always do those two main categories, adults and high school students. And when you come to the exhibit, you'll be able to vote for People's Choice for the person that you appreciate their artwork, either as a both as a student and then as an adult. So you get to vote two times, one time for an adult, one time for a student. So, yeah, it's kind of fun to have a little audience participation. So.
All right. And input's always good. So the first official day for the public is April 12th.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just in general, like I said, the juror will be there, so there might be parts of the exhibit that are temporarily closed on Friday as the juror makes their way through the exhibit, but it'll be up and ready to go on Friday, and then absolutely, you know, ready and even the, you know, prize winners will be marked on Saturday, as of Saturday, so the 13th. So,
all right, and that's right downtown in Fawston off of Highway 2. I always have my bearings in Fawston from the Dairy Queen outward. So.
Oh, sure. We all like that, don't we?
Yes, so it's semi near the Dairy Queen and near the high school there. So
it is only a couple blocks to the north of that very popular area of Boston.
Okay. Very good, very good. Well, what else is new?
We actually didn't spend all of our money, so I'm going to announce to the public that we are having our April 1st deadline. We have a little bit of money left in our arts legacy category, so anyone that actually has a project that's sort of in the queue in their mind can, you know, quickly complete our grant application in the next few days. Since Monday is sort of a holiday, but not really a holiday. I would allow, you know, the postmark deadline to be the 2nd, which is next Tuesday. So I can announce that also. So anyway, that's going on. And if we still have money after that deadline, we'll have a May 1st deadline. We just kind of have first of the month deadlines till we run out of money.
Sure.
And then in our student category, we actually didn't have as many high school students apply to receive $500 towards summer training camps as we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a little bit of money left in that category. And honestly, Ron, sort of a first come, first serve type of thought process.
Okay.
But if they have a good application, we'll review it quickly so that they can get their camp registrations in, you know, that kind of thing. So,
all right.
But that's a nice way for high school artists that, you know, it's just cost prohibitive to pay the fee for the camp or do the mileage to the camp to be able to do that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have those two pools that are left with funding at the moment, and we'll see by next Tuesday if I have anything else to announce differently.
All right. Very good, yeah. And for more information about that, the topics we talked about, and the services and support that the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council provides, give us your website address, if you would, Mara, and your contact telephone number there in Warren.
Sure. The website is www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, and my direct phone number for the Arts Council and to reach myself in the office is 218-745-9111.
All right, the number again, 745-9111. Mara, thank you so much again.
All right, we'll have a good sort of spring day.
Yes, and have a happy Easter, too, by the way.
Yes, you too, Ron.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Mara Whitman of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1.